It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll look at some of the biggest science news of 2017 with Gemma Tarlack of Discover Magazine.
First, Governor Walker is lifting a sulfide mining moratorium today. In a bill signing ceremony in Rhinelander, Walker repealed a nearly 20-year-old law. The law had barred companies from copper, gold, and other sulfide ore mining if they couldn't meet strict environmental standards.
The legislation passed the Senate and Assembly last month with no Democratic support.
Jason Stein is a Capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's with us for a look at the latest. Jason, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. Good to be with you.
Let's look at the law that is being signed out of existence today, this mining moratorium. It wasn't a complete and utter ban on this kind of mining, but it was pretty darn close, wasn't it?
Right. I mean, I think it was effectively a ban. It was signed into law in 1998 under then Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, and it basically said that a company would need to prove that a mine had been in operation elsewhere in the country, a similar mine had been in operation, and had not led to pollution during the mining or afterward before a mine could open in Wisconsin.
And now that's gone, we saw pretty much a party-line vote or a close-to-party-line vote in the legislature. Can you talk about some of the pro-con arguments as that moved its way through the legislature?
Right. All Democrats voted against the bill. A handful of Republicans also joined them. The argument that is being made is that this is not your grandfather's mining, that new technology will allow mining to be done safely, and that there are few other industries that have as much potential for bringing jobs to the northern part of the state, or new jobs to the northern part of the state. And then, the arguments against is that, one of the very big important things to the north and Wisconsin in general is tourism and outdoor recreation, and that, our natural environment is, key to that. And, for that reason and many others that, the risk of mining is too great.
And a lot of this has been an argument between two northern Wisconsin legislators, or those are the ones I've seen quoted a lot, Tom Tiffany for the Republicans, Janet Bewley for the Democrats. They've both made those arguments, right, representing their own part of the state.
Correct. I mean, Senator Tiffany, one of his go-to arguments has been to point out that the bill does not actually change environmental standards for a mine in the state. In other words, it certainly sort of removes the moratorium, but doesn't lower the standards that a mine would have to meet to get a state permit. And, on the other side, Senator Bewley has repeatedly said that, well, if we can, if you're so sure that this can be done safely, why don't we just make companies prove it?
Jason Stein is with us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at the end of Wisconsin's so-called mining moratorium law that was signed out of existence by Governor Walker earlier today in Rhinelander. And Jason, are mining companies lining up to get access to these sulfide ores here in Wisconsin?
I mean, that's a good question, but I guess it depends on what you mean by lineup. I mean, certainly there are known deposits of some of these minerals, such as, gold and zinc and so on, in the state, and there's a real possibility that a company might move forward with this. Obviously, at the same time, there's a lot of factors that affect mining, and, we had in 2013 legislation passed to make it easier to do iron mining in Wisconsin. We had a company, Gogebic Taconite, that was interested in doing that. And ultimately, so far at least, no company has really moved forward with iron mining in the state. So, very much remains to be seen. And even if we did see a mine, it's not going to be a today, tomorrow type of arrival.
Historically, Wisconsin has done this kind of mining, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that the supporters of the legislation are going to say is that we have a miner on the state flag. It's part of our heritage. Even the Badger State is sort of a reference to miners burrowing in the earth, and that, it would be good to return to that. On the other hand, the opponents of mining say that that's just not where the economy is right now, and that we ought to be chasing technology jobs and jobs of the future, so to speak.
Wisconsin had this mining moratorium, and as you mentioned, it had some bipartisan support signed into law by a Republican governor. Were we unique in the country for having this kind of moratorium in place?
I believe that we were, yes.
And what kind of lobbying was done in favor and against this legislation on the way through?
You know, obviously, it was one of the absolute top priorities both for the environmental lobby and for the business lobby. You know, we saw the creation of, you know, a group to the Natural Resource Development Association as to take a sort of pro-mining stance. I mean, this is, you know, very heavily and intensely debated on both sides. And, you know, don't think for a second that that won't continue. You know, if you were to see a company, you know, file a mining application or even just start exploring mineral deposits in preparation of a potential mine.
And we've had some big battles over the years over mining in Wisconsin. You mentioned the Gogebic Taconite iron mine proposal that didn't end up happening, the Crandon mine proposal. If a sulfide mine, now that the moratorium is gone, if one was proposed in an environmentally sensitive area, this could be a hot controversy in the state.
Absolutely. And, you know, it would likely happen somewhere in northern Wisconsin where we still have a number of Native American tribes. We still have the ability under state law, local governments will still be able, through powers like zoning, to prevent mining from happening in their area under certain circumstances. You know, so there's a lot of, and then obviously there's the state permitting system for a mine that would remain in place. So all sorts of venues where the fight over mining will continue to play out in the state.
And before we let you go, Jason, as you mentioned, the timeline for a mine proposal, there's no way to guess that. But the way this law is written, is it effective as soon as the governor signed it today, or is this phased in over time?
It is effective immediately. However, there is some lag time before this goes into effect, I believe 6 months before it goes completely into effect. And that is in part to allow local governments enough time that they could pass ordinances or other, you know, resolutions preventing mining in their area.
Jason, thanks as always for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Jason Stein. He covers the state capitol for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He joined us to look at the repeal of Wisconsin's sulfide mining moratorium that was signed today by Governor Walker.